Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey gang, welcome back to Mystery Inc., the place where curious minds gather to unearth spooky lore, real life mysteries, and good old fashioned belly laughs, because you know that's how I laugh. As you know, we recently hit up Crime Camp, and you best believe we got some juicy behind the scenes stories for our bonus show on Unmasked. You won't want to miss how Cam and I fared with all of the evidence and everything that we had to go through. Let's just say some of us, cough, cough, may have cracked under pressure.
Yeah, I can't say too much there. Our lips are sealed until unmasked. Meanwhile, Josh is still out there with his back injury. So it's just the two of us closing out our North Central Florida mystery tour. And oh boy, do we have a double feature today.
A double feature, Kim, not double finger, because that's different.
I said feature.
No, I know. Keep going. You're such a jerk. I'm just trying to trip you up. You're fine.
The Haley Homestead's Talking Walls and the legendary Devil's Millhopper.
Have you ever heard of these, Kim?
The Haley one, no. The Devil's Millhopper, I did see when I was searching things, but I did not read about it.
Okay, so you don't know anything about the details.
No, I don't.
Perfect.
I don't. Two unique sites, both with equally eerie reputations. One's dripping with scribbled secrets and others rumored to be a gateway to who knows where.
You said it, Kim. So strap on those ghost hunting goggles and steel your nerves, gang. It's time to climb back into the mystery machine Tesla. Metaphorically speaking, of course, and cruise into the unknown corners of Gainesville, Florida.
Awesome. Let's go.
So in North Central Florida might conjure images of football fans and sunny university life. But scratch beneath that surface and you'll find a treasure trove of intriguing lore. Our first stop, Haley Homestead. Originally built in the 1850s on a working plantation. For folks just tuning in, this place is famous for the endless scribbles on the interior walls, a phenomenon known as the Talking Walls. Our second stop, Devil's Millhopper, a massive sinkhole that's been the stuff of local legend since pioneer days. Both are only a short drive apart, yet each holds a distinct brand of eerie charm. Let's dig deep into these stories, because that's what we do best. Digging deep, Kim.
You know what?
What?
We should really start looking into things before we go somewhere. That way we can actually go to these places.
I know.
Because I'm like, oh man, we should have really went there. I wish
I'd known. That sounds so cool. Yeah.
I wish I had known about this before. Right.
Yeah. So I want to give us some historic context here. So this is all constructed by Thomas Evans and Serena Haley. The homestead once sat on a sprawling 1,500-acre cotton plantation. The plantation used enslaved labor, an inescapable shadow over its history. Today, historians and curators strive to include all aspects of its history. The Haley family was known for their relatively progressive attitudes for that time. However, details remain complicated, with some accounts suggesting their relationship with the enslaved were not as amicable as local lore once stated. There's still plenty to unravel here about the day-to-day life of that plantation. Once you step inside, the first thing you notice, words, phrases, doodles, all sprawled across nearly every surface. Over 12,500 documented inscriptions that date back to the late 1800s and early 1900s.
And we missed this.
I know. Wouldn't that have been just so cool?
Yes, it would.
Some are lighthearted. They're shopping lists, jokes, children's handwriting, practicing the alphabet. How cute. Others hint at frustration, personal secrets, and even sorrow.
I would not put a secret on a wall.
No, not the place to put it. Mm-mm. One famous segment reads, "I am weary, my soul is heavy," suggesting someone was bearing deeper emotions. Paranormal enthusiasts swear the walls echo at night. Wouldn't that be creepy? Faint whispers of old arguments, maybe even confessions. Visitors report hearing footsteps in empty rooms or glimpsing figures in old-fashioned attire drifting by. Temperature drops happen around emotionally charged writings that spark theories of trapped energy. Similar to the idea of a residual haunting, and guides often point out these hot spots, or maybe cold spots rather, during evening tours. Kim, we should have gone on one of these evening tours.
I know. We should have spent an extra day
if there. They have crime camp next year in Gainesville, we gotta go. Well, despite skepticism from historians who see these scribbles as mere day-to-day expressions, the atmosphere undeniably will draw you in. It feels like stepping back into a living diary, brimming with voices from the past. The Haley Homestead is preserved as a museum and event space, offering guided tours, where tour guides explain the family's backstory and the significance of the writings. They also discuss the complexities of plantation life, providing a more holistic view than older narratives. The talking walls remain a prime draw for curious visitors and a magnet for ghost hunters daring to spend a quiet evening in those ancient rooms. The next mystery we're going to get into is Devil's Millhopper. The aptly named Devil's Millhopper is a 120-foot-deep geological wonder formed by the collapse of limestone bedrock. This created a bowl shape where rainwater and runoff collect, fostering a miniature rainforest ecosystem inside. You might spot anything from ferns and mosses to small waterfalls trickling down the walls. Early settlers called it the Devil's Millhopper because the funnel-shaped sinkhole resembled a grist mill's hopper. Local legends spiced it up by adding a devilish twist, some claiming you could hear the moans of lost souls echoing up from its depths. Rumors that it was a gateway to hell, or at least a demon's lair, circulated in pioneer days, fueled by the discovery of animal, and possibly some human, bones at the bottom. The thick canopy, perpetual mist, and strange echoing effect only fed these fears.
I know exactly where I'm going to put a body if I...
No kidding.
If I have to right. kill somebody.
Nowadays, well, you're definitely not digging a hole.
No, I'm definitely not digging a hole.
Nowadays, there's a sturdy boardwalk winding down into the sinkhole, allowing tourists to explore without tumbling. You'll find educational displays detailing the geological processes and the unique wildlife inside. Despite the scientific facts, many hikers mentioned an uncanny hush at the bottom, like the rest of the world disappears above you. Some people report a sense of foreboding, a feeling that you're intruding on ancient secrets best left undisturbed. For most explorers, Devil's Millhopper is a serene, mossy retreat, a contrast to Florida's usual flat landscapes. But if you ask locals, who grew up hearing those old stories, they'll tell you to watch your step. After all, you never know what or who may be lurking in a place named for the devil. Whether you find yourself strolling through the scribbled corridors of Haley Homestead or descending into the prehistoric depths of Devil's Millhopper, North Central Florida certainly offers no shortage of intrigue. One site's haunted by the thoughts and feelings of those who once lived or labored there, while the other plunges you into a world unto itself, where nature and local lore converge. It's a reminder, sometimes history is more haunting than any ghostly tale, and nature can feel supernatural all on its own. All right, Kim, well, that is our mysteries for today. Do you have a dumb criminal for us for this week?
Actually, I do.
Oh, well, good. Well, give it to us, Kim.
All right, gang, for the dumbest criminal interlude, let's just jet over to the UK for a real doozy.
Oh, good.
A would-be thief planned to shoplift hair dye from a busy supermarket.
Of all things, hair dye.
Hair dye. I should get some of that for my daughter.
You should. Because she needs some. Is she getting gray?
No, but she needs to
be. Oh, it's starting to fade out?
Oh, it's really fading. I got you. Apparently forgetting that each inch of the store is monitored by security cameras.
Yeah, the UK is, I mean, everything is on CTT or CVV.
Anyway, I don't know.
Everything is monitored by cameras in the UK.
That's crazy.
Look, it's right on your notes, Kim. CCTV.
Oh, well, look at that.
Yeah, everything. Look, you were just so smart that you put that in there, too. You were just so smart, and then you couldn't come up with it. Go ahead, Kim, and finish your story. So there's a shoplifter looking to shoplift hair dye from a supermarket, not remembering everything's on film in the UK. Right.
Not only did he shove the dye boxes under his...
You said buy first, and I thought, I don't think they have a sexual preference.
You're ridiculous.
So they shove some dye boxes, is what you're saying. Yeah. And where did he put it?
So he put them... under his shirt.
Oh.
Yeah, he put him under his shirt.
In his shirt, okay. Yep.
Right in front of one of those CCTVs.
Oh my gosh. Yep. Bless his heart.
But he decided to use the stolen product in the store's bathroom.
So he goes into the bathroom.
So that he could use
it. Oh my God.
That's ridiculous.
No kidding.
Security staff found him mid-dye job, complete with bright purple foam dripping from his forehead.
No, I didn't steal that dye.
What an idiot.
Yeah. This is gel.
The poor sap tried to flee, but left a trail of drips leading straight to the exit.
You talk about a good Scooby-Doo episode. I mean, just follow the evidence until you find them.
That was definitely easy tracking for the cops.
Right.
Talk about failing to blend in. Am I right?
No kidding. Bless it. Why would just steal it and leave? Like, don't go. Like, why are you doing it
why
there?
Why would you do it in
that
there?
That is so stupid. Good Lord. Well, Kim, before we wrap up, I wanted to tell you that we got an email from a listener that I wanted to share with you.
Oh, okay.
Now,
we do also have some mail, too.
Oh, yeah. And we'll get to the mail after this letter.
All right.
So, our listener wrote in, and I don't know if it's Tira or Tyra, but I'll say Tira,
I think it's Tyra.
Tyra, okay. So we'll go. Tyra, we love you. So Tyra from India wrote in to us via email. Yeah, from India.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I can't wait to share it with you. It's such a heartwarming message. You're going to love it.
It's going to make me cry.
No, I don't think so. But here's the email from Tyra. Hey there, gang. I think you might have problems in pronouncing my name. Say it ain't so, Tyra. So just call me Tyra.
Oh, well, I'm glad she made it simple for us.
No, right. Well, as simple as she could, bless her heart. I'd like to thank y'all for literally saving me from the depressing crime talk. I really love listening to crime podcasts, but sometimes I need something light. So I just click on your podcast and listen to you all talk and giggle. I was just listening to your episode on my country, India, today, and thought I should drop in. Aha. Shane's cheekiness melts my heart because it's so refreshing listening to you in a cheery setting. Always envious of your cars. I think they are so freaking amazing. Not gonna lie, You literally remind me of my younger sister when it comes to being picky about food. Josh is such a queen. And as a fellow queer person, he helped me feel like I can be myself. Even though I have very loving parents, they don't always understand the concept of LGBTQ+ at all, and don't really support it either. So even as a closeted individual, you make me feel at home. Lastly, my favorite, the one and only producer. Kim, you wrote this email, didn't you?
Did not, Kyra, but I like her. I like her a lot.
Producer Kim, saying this in the most wholesome and warm way, you just remind me of my great-grandma.
Well, there goes. I was at a real big high there for a second.
Smelly and decayed.
No, that is not what she said.
Like, she was just the sweetest person to ever exist on Earth.
Okay, I'm all right with that.
Well, it's getting better, isn't it? Mm-hmm. She's digging out of that hole. Mm-hmm. And whenever I listen to your voice, I feel closer to her every single day. That's so cute.
That's sweet.
I really respect you for being able to talk about your daughter without any hesitation. It makes the podcast more and more homey to me. Now that I am satisfied that I have thanked you properly and with my whole heart, I'd like to say, if you guys are ever interested in learning the pronunciation of any of those Indian religions or places, or real everyday happenings in India, I would really love to tell you about my amazing country. There is backwardness, but where isn't? And I know you agree, but still, you never know till you know. Again, this became a really long message, but I hope that you read it someday and remember that you have a big fan in India.
Oh my God.
That was so good, wasn't it?
So sweet.
That was. I thought so.
Your message was absolutely precious, Tara. We really felt all of that warmth coming all the way across those oceans into
little
old Indiana.
No kidding.
Thank you so much for sharing and letting us be your light breaking from heavy crime.
Yeah, it is. It is. I get that. Well, rest assured, we're definitely taking you up on that offer, because we want to learn more about India's daily life and correct pronunciation of all those tricky names. It's horrendous. It will probably take years for you to teach it to us, but we're willing to learn. We do want to do it justice, but that's just like with every story we have here. So we're glad you reached out. You're a part of the gang now. All right, Kim. So before we go, we also have mail. So we have someone who mailed us postcard, it looks like, with some extra things. Again, if you want to mail us something, you would go to P.O. Box 690, Wabash, Indiana, 46992. And it looks like this is from our Patreon listener, Amy. So her letter says, thought you'd like these. I thought of you guys when I saw them in the store. Oh, they're stickers. They're vinyl decal stickers.
Aww.
So two of them are from Hocus Pocus. They say, trouble is brewing.
Mm-hmm.
That's so cute.
I love Hocus Pocus.
Yeah, and they sent us two of those. That's awesome. The third one, oh my gosh, this is so cute. It's a Hallmark vinyl decal of Bigfoot in the woods.
Oh my goodness.
But he's like, I'll do that. Thank you That's so much, cute. Amy. These are so cute.
Love it.
I can already tell that I'm going to keep the Bigfoot one, and you guys will get Hocus Pocus. I do love Hocus Pocus, though.
Yeah, I do love Hocus Pocus.
You can't say it correctly, but you love it.
I do.
Well, that's a wrap for our exploration of Haley's homesteads, talking walls, and Devil's Mill Hopper, Florida's own homegrown enigmas. Add in a little hair dye fail of a criminal and a heartfelt note from our friend Tyra in India. I'd say this episode has been a roller coaster of the feels.
Absolutely. If you, dear gang, have any stories of your own or like Tara, would just like to say hi, reach out anytime. You can message us on Patreon, drop us a line on Shane and Josh's Rabbit Hole on Facebook, or email us directly. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes. And hey, if you enjoyed this double whammy of Florida lore, we'd really appreciate a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It helps more people find our show, and you know, we've got plenty of mysteries left to uncover.
And don't forget to catch our post-Crime Camp debrief on Unmasked, where we'll be spilling all of the tea.
All right, Kim, we'll catch you guys on Unmasked right after this. We'll see you there.
Bye.
Bye.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.